就是希伯来书里头所说的律法是将来美事的影儿。
And it is also what mentioned in the book of Hebrew that the law is the substance that is the good thing in the future.
律法它是有一个目的在里头。
There's a purpose to laws.
啊，这个律法有它所要达到的功效。
And it has the effectiveness or goals that it needs to reach.
啊，而主耶稣来了啊，让这个真律法的功效真的来实现了。
And when Jesus came to this earth, he has accomplished that goal and has fulfilled the law.
让人能够在神的面前罪得赦免，被称义。
So that man can be, man's sins can be forgiven in the eyes of God, and we all can be justified by faith.
人能够在神的面前真的是成为神所喜悦的。
And that we are all were pleasing to God in his eyes.
所以这个旧约时代这些献祭的这些祭物啊，常常是预表着主耶稣。
And so in the Old Testament, the sacrificial things that they use oftentimes prefigures the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们已经查考过这个燔祭。
We had learned about burnt offering.
那在圣经里头有五个祭啊，我想我们就也一起一个一个，我们再来学习跟复习。
And there are five offerings mentioned in the Bible, so we're going to talk about them one by one.
那我们今天都是效法主耶稣基督的。
And today, all of us need to emulate the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这些祭物啊，它预表主耶稣。那也可以来这个预表着我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
And so these sacrificial things can prefigure the Lord Jesus Christ. It can also prefigure us.
就是我们来查考这些献祭啊所带给我们的一些信仰生活里头的意义。
And we will learn how these offerings and the sacrificial things have brought spiritual meaning in our daily life.
请我们来看利未记第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus chapter 2.
利未记第二章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1.
若有人献素祭为供物给主，要用细面浇上油，加上乳香。
Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1. When someone brings a grain offering to the Lord, his offering is to be of fine flour. He is to pour oil on it, put incense on it.
第二节，带到亚伦子孙做祭司的那里，祭司就要从细面中取出一把来，并起些油和所有的乳香，然后要把所起的这些作为纪念，烧在坛上，是献以主为馨香的火祭。
Verse 2, and take it to Aaron's sons, the priests. The priest shall take a handful of the fine flour and oil, together with all the incense, and burn this as a memorial portion on the altar, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
这里提到这个素祭是馨香的火祭。
Here it says that this grain offering is an offering made by fire, and it's an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
就是让神得着喜悦。
So this will bring favor in the eyes of God.
所以今天我们给我们一个的这个素祭，给我们一个最重要的提醒，就是我们应当如何来得到神的喜悦。
So this grain offering reminded us how we should always ask or do things that are pleasing to God.
当时的百姓献素祭，就是要成为馨香的火祭，而来得到神的喜悦。
At that time, the people have offered burnt offering because they wish to receive favor from God and they wish to be pleasing to God.
为什么我们要得着神的喜悦呢？
Why is it that we need to be pleasing to God?
我们请看诗篇十八篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 18.
诗篇十八篇十九节。
Psalm 18, verse 19.
19节，他又领我到宽阔之处，他救拔我，因他喜悦我。
Verse 19, he brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me.
如果我们得着神的喜悦，神就带领我们，神就救拔我们。
If we are pleasing to God, then God will guide us and God will rescue us.
无论是人生的道路，无论是信仰的道路，我们都需要神带领我们。
No matter where we walk on, whether it's the pathway of our life or our spiritual life, we need God to walk beside us.
在我们生活当中，充满着许多的挑战，充满着许多的陷阱，我们需要神救拔我们。
And there's a lot of dangers and there's a lot of troubles and difficulties in our life. We need God to deliver us from those.
大卫的经验他不断地得到神带领他，他也不断地得到神来救拔他。
And in David's life, he experienced a lot of time when God guided him and out of troubles and also how God had rescued him.
那大卫很有自信地说，因为神喜悦我。
And so with confidence, David can say it's because God delighted in him.
整个大卫的一生，总括来讲，圣经说，大卫是神所喜悦的人。
In the Bible, it mentioned that David was a man that God found delight in.
所以今天我们要努力的来成为一个神所喜悦的人。
So today, we need to put effort into finding favor in the eyes of God.
这也是主耶稣来到世上，他留给我们的很大的榜样之一。
And this is also some good example that the Lord Jesus Christ left for us to emulate.
所以当主耶稣接受施洗约翰的洗礼的时候，这个天上有声音说，这是我所喜悦的。
And so when Jesus Christ was baptized by the John the Baptist, there's a voice coming down from heaven that say, "This is my son whom I love."
主耶稣他以这个人子这个儿子的身份，他不断的来做神做天父所喜悦的事情。
And Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, he had continuously did things that are pleasing to the Heavenly Father.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let us turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8.
28节。
Verse 28.
二十八节，所以耶稣说：“你们提起人子以后，必知道我是，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话，乃是照着父所教训我的。”
28. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me."
二十九节，那差我来的是与我同在。他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
29. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him.
在这里主耶稣说，我常做天父所喜悦的事。
Here the Lord Jesus mentioned that he always do what pleases the Lord.
素祭就是要得着神的喜悦。
And to make a grain offering is to gain favor or to do what is pleasing to God.
这个素祭预表着主耶稣。
And this grain offering prefigures the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣在世的时候，他常常做天父所喜悦的事。
When Jesus was alive, he always do what pleases the Heavenly Father.
今天素祭也预表着我们。
And today the grain offering also prefigures us.
所以我们要努力的去做天父所喜悦的事。
So we always have to put effort.To do what is pleasing to God.
所以我们要努力的去追求跟神的性情有份。
And we also have to pursue to have the same thought and the same mind as God.
主耶稣有那个神性。
The Lord Jesus Christ has his divine nature.
当我们接受洗脚礼的洗脚的时候呢，主耶稣说要让我们跟他有份。
When we receive the sacrament of foot washing, the Lord said it is because now we have part in Him.
这里头应该也包括着这个跟神的性情有份。
That also means that we will have God's nature, God's mind.
只要我们愿意在 属灵在灵性上来追求，我们一定越来越有神的性情。
And as long as we pursue after it and we work on it, and we will gradually become more and more like God.
那神的性情常常就表现在我们的生活、我们的行为上。
And those qualities that are of God will reflect or will show in our daily life.
我们看重灵修，就是要将神的性情借着我们的行为来表现出来。
When we emphasize on our spiritual cultivation, then we will show it through our daily deeds or the things that we do every day.
我们做天父所喜悦的事情。
We should do what pleases to the Heavenly Father.
我们的生活、我们的行为能够荣耀神。
That our life and our conduct will be able to glorify God.
那这个数据啊，它有一个还有一个很重要的特点。
And there's also a special things about this grain offering.
这个数据它不能够单独来献。
And you cannot offer grain offering by itself.
我们请参考民数记二十九章。
Let us turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 19.
二十九章。
Numbers 29.
民数记二十九章第六节。
Numbers 29 verse 6。
第六节，这些是在月朔的欢祭和铜线的数祭，并长线的欢祭，以铜线的数祭以及照例铜线的奠祭以外，都作为馨香的火祭献给神。
These are in addition to the monthly and daily burnt offerings with their grain offerings and drink offerings as specified. They are offerings made to the Lord by fire, a pleasing aroma.
这里说到这个素祭啊，是跟着欢祭一起来献的。
Here it mentioned that the grain offering was done along with the burnt offering.
素祭它不能够单独献，它一定要跟其他的，比如说欢祭或者赎罪祭一起来献。
You could not do grain offering by itself. You have to perform it along with the burnt offering or the sin offering.
我们已经有提到这个数据啊，它的意义就是有一个意义，就是有好的行为来得神的喜悦。
And we have talked about the meaning of this grain offering is that we need to have a good conduct to be, so that we can be pleasing to God.
有好的行为，这个是重要的。也是我们必须要去追求的。
To have a good conduct is something that's important and we should pursue after.
但是这个不能够取代了这个主耶稣宝血的那个恩典。
But this cannot replace the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that have shed his precious blood for us.
我们在神的面前能够被称为义，不是因为我们的行为，是因为主耶稣基督的宝血。
In the eyes of God, we were deemed righteous and were justified not because of our good conduct, but it is because we were washed by the precious blood of Christ.
这个是不留意的话，人会去忽略的地方。
And if we did not pay attention to this, we oftentimes might neglect this point.
这就是为什么今天洗礼啊会有那么多的形式。
And that is why we will have so many ways of performing baptism.
这个每个基督徒都知道要受洗。
Because every Christian knew we should be baptized.
但是并不在乎你是怎么洗。
But they did not care the way you get baptized.
因为很多人所强调的就是要紧的是我有改变的这个生命，我有好的行为。
Because what they emphasize on that they have a transformation in their life and they have become good.
人的行为不能够取代主耶稣这个宝血称义的功效。
But just because one have good conduct cannot replace the effect of the washing of the blood of Christ.
所以我们不但追求好行为，我们也不敢去否认的主耶稣宝血的功效。
So not only do we need to have good conduct, but we also have to acknowledge the effectiveness of the atonement of sin from the washing of his blood.
那我们从数据的如何献数据的这个详细的描述，我们来看怎样做是得神喜悦的。
So from the details of this burnt offering, we shall see what should we do so that we can be pleasing to God.
从利未记第二章里头，我们看到这个数据啊，它主要是用麦子 为主。
And in the grain offering from Leviticus chapter 2, we see that the main ingredient in this offering is grain.
那这个麦子啊，不是磨成面粉啊，磨成粉啊，不然就是做成面。
And it shall be grind into a flour.
或者做成饼。
Or make into bread.
啊，所以那个啊，这个麦子这个谷啊，就要一定要经过磨碎的这个过程。
And so the grain must be grinded so it become powder.
啊，所以这个磨碎这个就是一种受苦。
And the process of grinding this represents a process that we suffer.
啊，主耶稣得天父的喜悦。
The Lord Jesus Christ was pleasing to God.
啊，我们知道啊，主耶稣他甘愿来受苦。
We know that the Lord Jesus Christ were willing to take up the sufferings.
啊，所以今天我们一个基督徒，我们也要有这种受苦的心志。
And today, as a Christian, we also need to have this heart of willingness to go through sufferings.
啊，比如说我们在教会里头的侍奉，我们要有受苦的心志。
For example, when we are serving in the church, we need to be ready to suffer.
啊，我们愿意这个付出我们的时间，付出我们的力量，付出我们的精神。
We need to be ready to give up our energy, our time, and also our effort.
啊，常常是不是为了自己，而是为了别人，为了弟兄姐妹。
A lot of time it is not because of ourselves, but it is because of the good of brothers and sisters.
啊，自私是人的这个天性。
Yet selfishness is a nature of man.
哦，所以必须要去打破自己的自私，才能够去服侍别人。
So we need to first break down our own selfishness so that we will be able to serve others. 哦，
那这个过程里头呢，就是一个受苦。
And so in this process of breaking down is a process of suffering.
哦，我们的本性告诉我们说要为自己。
Because our nature tells us that we should think for ourselves.
哦，那我们呢要胜过这个倾向。
And therefore, we need to overcome this thought.
啊，最后就好像把自己破碎了一样。
And so at the end, it's just like we are breaking ourselves down.
啊，利未记第二章第一节呢，也说到说啊，要浇上油。
And in Leviticus chapter 2, it also said that we need to pour oil.
那我们知道，在圣经里头，这个油啊，常常就代表着这个圣灵。
And we know that in the Bible, this oil represents a Holy Spirit.
啊，我们要得着神的喜悦啊，我们一定要有圣灵在我们身上来感动我们，圣灵来工作。
And to be able to be pleasing to God, we need to have Holy Spirit abide with us and work within us.
无论是我们的生活，或者我们所做的圣工。要得神的喜悦，有一个很重要的关键呢，就是圣洁。
And to be able to be pleasing to God in our life or in our spiritual life, one key point is we need to be holy.
主耶稣得天父的喜悦。
The Lord Jesus Christ was pleasing to God.
啊，因为主耶稣他是没有罪的。
Because he was sinless.
啊，主耶稣也没有犯罪。
And he did not sin.
那今天我们要得天父的喜悦，也是一样，要成为圣洁。
And today for us, to be able to receive or to be able to become pleasing to God, we also need to make ourselves holy.
我们需要圣灵来帮助我们。
And in doing that, we need the help from the Holy Spirit.
请看帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十三节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13。
十三节，主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth.
这里说到这个成为圣洁啊，是 由于圣灵的工作，圣灵的感动。
Here it says that we are sanctified by the work of the Spirit.
所以在一个在有圣灵的教会啊，是很重要的。
And so it is very important for us to remain in the church with the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵跟教会同在，有圣灵在教会里头来运行。来工作。
The Holy Spirit is with the church and work within the church.
那我们无论已经得到圣灵，还没有得到圣灵，我们都要祈求圣灵不断地来感动我们。
And no matter whether or not we have the Holy Spirit, we need to ask God to send the Holy Spirit to help us and to move us.
虽然我们现在还没有领受圣灵，但是圣灵仍然能够在我们身上来感动我们。来在我们身上工作。
And even though we might not have the Holy Spirit yet, but the Holy Spirit still can work within us and move us.
因为圣灵的工作它是无限的。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit is without limit.
当然我们要渴慕圣灵，赶快求得应许的圣灵。
Because but of course we need to desire for the Holy Spirit and to ask for it continuously.
但是圣灵的工作也是一定会在这个教会里头，会在我们身上来运行的。
But the work of the Spirit will be in this church, and it will be realized through us.
因为神愿意我们在他面前成为圣洁。
Because the Lord is pleased when we are sanctified in front of Him.
这样子我们这个一个圣洁的人，我们所做的。才能够真的得着神的喜悦。
And when we are holy, whatever that we do will be pleasing to God.
真的才能够好像明光来照耀在这个世界上。
Then we will just be the light that have enlightened and brightened the world.
那圣灵的工作又跟我们的祷告有关系。
And the work of the Spirit has a lot to do with our own prayer.
一个懒惰疏懒于祷告的人啊，在他身上啊。就很少会有圣灵的感动跟工作。
For one who is lazy in terms of prayer, then it is very rare that you will see the work of the Holy Spirit in that person.
所以在利未记第二章第一节啊，说浇上油，而且要加上乳香。
And therefore, in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1, it says we need to have a fine flour and we need to pour down oil with it.
那个拿出一部分来做馨香的火祭，那里头呢是包括所有的乳香。第二节啊，利未记
two，
第二章第二节。
Verse two it says to take a handful of the fine flour and oil together with all the incense and burn this。
一把的面啊，那乳香是所有的。
It says here we will only use a handful of flour, but then we will use all of the incense.
这个香啊，代表着我们的祷告。
The incense here prefigures our prayers.
尤其在启示录第八章里头呢，就讲得更清楚。请看启示录第八章。
It is explained more clearly in Revelation chapter 8. Please turn to Revelation chapter 8.
启示录第八章第三节。
Revelation chapter 8 verse 3。
第三节，另有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
Verse 3, another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne.
第四节，那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
Verse 4, the smoke of the incense together with prayers of the saints went up before God from the angel's hand.
这个乳香啊，就是烧在金香炉的那个香的成分之一。
And so, this incense is the part.
我们就直接看这里讲到说这个香跟圣徒的祈祷是一同献在这个宝座前。
Here it says that this incense along with the prayers of all the saints were in front of the golden altar.
所以我们看到主耶稣他得天父的喜悦，我们看到主耶稣在世上他给我们留下祷告的榜样。
And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he was pleasing to God, and when he was in this earth, he gave us a good examples in terms of a life of prayer.
在工作之前，主耶稣祷告。
Before he sent out to work, he prayed.
在工作的当中，主耶稣也祷告。
And during his work, he was also praying.
在工作完了之后，很疲惫了，主耶稣也常常离开人群去做祷告。
After he had done some work, oftentimes, even though he was very tired, he would retreat from the people and go by himself and pray.
在重要的事情的时候，主耶稣甚至整夜祷告。
When he encountered important things, he would even pray all night.
比如说在拣选门徒的时候，在这个路加福音描写说，主耶稣他整夜祷告。
For example, when he was choosing his disciples,or his apostle, the Bible in the book of Luke, it mentioned that the Lord Jesus Christ had prayed all night.
在人子的这一个身份上面，主耶稣需要被圣灵来充满。
And as the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ needed to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
要被圣灵来充满，主耶稣要有很多的祷告。
And to be filled by the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ need a lot of prayers.
今天我们也要成为天父所喜悦的人。
And today we all want to be the one that are pleasing to God.
请看以弗所书第六章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
十八节，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
And prayed in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
生活的每一个层面呢，都可以放在祷告里头。
We can put all aspect of our life in our prayer.
所以有人说，没有祷告啊。就不做那一个事情。
So someone will say that I will not do certain things unless I pray.
就是他是多么的看重祷告圣灵的带领。
That have shown how much importance that this person have put in prayer.
所以在这里保罗说，因为祷告是随每一个时候任何地方我们都可以做祷告的。
And here Paul had mentioned that we can pray wherever and whenever.
所以啊，有哪一件事情可以有哪一件事情不能够放在祷告里头？
And what kind of things that you cannot put in your prayer?
所以各方面的所有的事情，我们都应该放在祷告里头。
And therefore, we should put everything in our prayer.
所以我们当然要花更多的时间来做祷告。
And therefore, we need to put more time into praying.
但是我们知道这是一个邪恶的世代。
We know that we live in a wicked generation.
为什么说它是邪恶呢？
Why do I call it wicked?
因为有很多的事情常常占有了我们的时间。
Because there's a lot of times that will demand our time.
请我们再看到利未记第二章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 2.
利未记第二章十三节。
Leviticus chapter 2 verse 13. Leviticus chapter 2 verse 13. Season all your grain offerings with salt. Do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God out of your grain offerings. Add salt to all your offerings.
在这里说到这个献素祭啊，要用盐来调和。
It says that we need to add salt to our grain offerings.
这里又提到一个字眼说。不可缺少的你神立约的盐。
Here it also used the word, do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God out of your grain offerings.
这个盐啊跟立约有关系。
So this salt has something to do with the covenant.
当立约的时候啊，意思就是说我们都要守约，都要信实。
When we establish a covenant, that means that we will keep it, keep our promises, and we will be truthful.
我们的神是信实的神。
Our God is a faithful God.
神所应许的，他一定成就。
And whatever he promised, he will fulfill.
所以我们一个基督徒啊，我们要成为一个信实的人。
And so to be a Christian, we also need to be faithful.
啊，我们这个彼此在生活当中彼此之间要有信实。
And when we are interacting with one another, we need to be truthful.
那大家都守约的话，那就不会有问题，就会有和平。
When everybody is keeping the covenant, then there will be that there will not be problems, and there will only be peace.
哦，我们要得神的喜悦，我们要过着和平的生活。
And to be able to be pleasing to God, we need to lead a life of peace.
啊，所以我们当我们说我们在献上我们的素祭的时候，那意思就是说，我们是不是过着一个和睦和平的生活
？So when we are saying that we are offering our grain offering, it means that do we living a life that is peaceful and in harmony with one another?
哦，我们希望我们的家庭能够得神的喜悦。
We hope that we will have a family that is pleasing to God.
哦，我们家里头是不是有用盐调和？
But did we add salt in our family?
啊，我们的家庭有没有和睦和平
？Do we have peace and harmony in our family?
啊，我们的教会要得神的喜悦。
When we say we want our church to be pleasing to God.
啊，我们的教会是不是很和睦的、很和平的
？But do we have peace and harmony in our church?
啊，主耶稣甚至要求我们说，我们要成为世上的盐。
The Lord Jesus Christ even expected us to be the salt of the world.
啊，我们的生活当中跟别人是不是也是和睦的、和平的
？In our life, do we live peacefully and in harmony with one another?
啊，在人与人相处当中，最频繁的就是人的这种言语上的来往。
And in our interaction with others. Our most common interaction would be words.
一个能够得神喜悦的人，也常常是因为他的言语。
And for one to be able to be pleasing to God, it is because of his good words.
所以我们查考雅各书里头说到，一个人在言语上没有过失，他就是一个完全人。
And therefore, in the book of James, it says, if one has no fault in his words, then he is a perfect man.
请看哥罗西书第四章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章第六节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 6.
第六节，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可以知道该怎样回答个人。
Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
保罗教我们说，我们的言语怎样才能够得神的喜悦。
Here Paul teaches, what should we do so that our words can be pleasing to God.
保罗说，我们的言语啊，要用盐来调和。
Here it says, our conversation need to be seasoned with salt.
那这样子，我们所说出来的话就能够造就别人，能够得神的喜悦。
If we do that, then the words that we spoken, will be pleasing to God, and we will be edifying to others.
啊，我们所讲的话是真实的。
What we say is true.
我们所讲的话是为了和睦和平。
What we say is for the sake of peace, for the sake of harmony.
啊，这是一个很大的功课。
So this is a great lesson.
啊，我们每天都讲很多话。
Because every day we speak a lot of words.
但是不一定我们所讲的话都有用盐来调和。
But not necessarily every single one of those are seasoned with salt.
所以有时候我们所说的话对自己没有益处，对别人也没有造就。
And sometimes the words that we speak are not edifying to us and not edifying to others either.
所以其实我们每一天都在献素祭。
And so, therefore, every day we are making this grain offering.
啊，只是说我们的素祭有没有达到标准。
But the problem is whether or not our offerings have met the expectation.
好，我们所说的话有没有得神的喜悦
？That is to say, whether our words were pleasing to God.
啊，利未记第二章十一节。
Leviticus chapter 2, verse 11.
十一节，凡献给主的素祭都不可有效啊，因为你们不可烧一点啊，一点酵一点蜜，当作火祭献给主。
Every grain offering you bring to the Lord must be made without yeast, For you are not to burn any yeast or honey in an offering made to the Lord by fire.
这个馨香的火祭就是要得神喜悦。
And so this offering that are pleasing, that is, have a good aroma, that is to, so that it will be pleasing to God.
哦，那神说啊，但是如果加了酵跟加了蜜，那就不是我所喜悦的。
But here, the Lord had furthermore described, if you added, yeast or honey, then that is no longer an offering pleasing to God.
神对我们的要求啊，不但只是这个外表，神更是看到我们的内心。
And God does not only ask, these physical requirements of us, but furthermore, God examined our heart.
所以那个动机，在神来看是更重要的。
Therefore, what our motives are, it is even more important, in the eyes of God.
哦，我们对人的要求常常只于说你的表现，你所表现出来的。
And a lot of time, what we require of others is, only what is superficial.
啊，因为常常我们也不一定能够看到人的内心。
Because we cannot see, what is in other person's heart.
啊，所以常我们很容易受别人外表或外在的作为而来骗了我们。
And so oftentimes we will be deceived by, the superficial act or the superficial things that other people say.
哦，那人可以骗得了人，人没有办法骗得了神。
And so you might be able to fool, a human being, but you cannot deceive God.
哦，所以神要求说，你们献素祭的时候不可以加上酵。
And so here God required that when we make grain offering, we shall not make it with yeast.
啊，这个酵我们知道啊，是代表的这个恶行啊，或者是假冒或者错误。
We know that yeast here, represents, wickedness or, corruption, or it represents, mistakes.
我们请参考马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16, verse 6. Be careful, Jesus said to them, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
12.
门
徒这才晓得他说的不是叫他们防备饼的酵，乃是防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。
Verse 12, then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
所以这个法利赛人他们怎么讲啊，他们常常也就怎么做。
And so the Pharisees, whatever they say, they will do.
所以错误的教训会带来错误的行为。
And so a wrong teaching will bring about a wrong conduct.
这个错误的观念啊，会带来错误的行为。
And a wrong concept will also bring about a wrong conduct.
所以主耶稣也说啊，要防备这个法利赛人跟撒都该人的酵。
And so, Jesus here mentioned that we should guard ourselves against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
那当然主耶稣也说到这法利赛人呢是假冒为善的人。
And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ also called the Pharisees, hypocrites.
那法利赛人虽然有那很令人钦佩的一些外在的宗教行为，但是却没有得到主耶稣的称赞。
And even though the Pharisees may have the actions that were superficial actions, they were admirable by all the other peoples, but they were not praised by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当然也不得天父的喜悦。
And of course, they were not also pleasing to God.
所以我们做每一件事情，我们都很诚实的、很真实的来做。
And so, in everything that we do, we need to be truthful and we need to be faithful.
好，我们能够做多少，我们有多大多少的力量，我们就做多少。
And we should do, according to our own, ability or capability.
神不是看我们到底做了多少啊，神常常是看我们是不是尽力了。
A lot of time God did not look at how much we did, but a lot of time God will look at whether or not we have put out our best.
那个领两千的，他赚了，又赚了两千，同样得到主耶稣的称赞。
The one who got two talents, he gained two more talents, and he was also praised by Lord.
主耶稣没有拿他来跟那个领五千而赚五千的来做比较。
The Lord did not compare him to the one who got five talents and gained five more talents.
主耶稣看这个人已经尽力了。
Because the Lord knew that this person had done his best.
这一个人他是很真实的、很诚实的在做。
This person was, did everything the Lord said with faithfulness and also with truthfulness.
那二章十一节也说到不要加密。
And in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 11, it also says we should not add on honey.
我们知道蜜是甜的，是可口的。
We know that honey is very pleasing to our mouth and it's very sweet.
所以这个也是跟受苦有关系。
This has a lot to do with suffering.
为了神的荣耀我们也可以受苦。
For the sake of God, we shall suffer.
甚至有时候神刻意的将我们放在试炼里头，让我们受一些苦。
And sometimes God intentionally put us into trials so that we will suffer.
彼得勉励在受苦中的弟兄姐妹说，受苦让我们跟罪来断绝。
And Peter in his admonishment had said that suffering will separate us or set us apart from sin.
最后我们再看利未记第二章第六节。
Lastly, let us turn to Leviticus chapter 2, verse 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
若用铁熬上做的物为素祭，就要用调油的无酵细面。
If your grain offering is prepared on a griddle, it is to be made of fine flour mixed with oil and without yeast.
第六节，昏成筷子，浇上油，这是素祭。
Verse 6, crumble it and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering.
第六节，你没有说昏成。
It's crumbled.
Crumbled, 这里说到说要昏成一块一块的，昏成筷子。
Here it says to crumble it, that means to broke it into pieces.
这个在献燔祭的时候我们也有提到那个肉要切成块。
And in burnt offering, we also mentioned that the meat will be cut into pieces.
这个就不是一个整体，就没有了 它那个原来的形象。
And so the sacrificial things will not be in a whole part anymore. It does not take the form it first came with.
我们要得神的喜悦我们常常要将我们自己拿掉。
And to be able to be pleasing to God, oftentimes we need to take out ourselves.
这样才真的能够让主耶稣在我们的生命、我们生活的形态上来做头、做主。
And only when we do this, we will let the Lord Jesus Christ be the Lord and the King in our life.
这样我们才能够真正的来完全献上。
And so that we can fully offered ourselves to God.
让神得喜悦，也就是让神得到荣耀。
So that we will be pleasing to God, and also we can glorify God.
一起唱诗219首。
Sing hymn 219.